Emmanuel is a nurse for the terminally ill in Belgium.
Lord, make a change for once in my life.
He's now 32. But as a teenage Michael Jackson fan, he had a physical deformity.
I had a dysfunction of my upper and lower jaw. My lower jaw was growing the wrong way. And then it became very long. I had a very long face. And people were laughing with this. And the appointment was made for doing the surgery. And then I said to the doctor, well, if you do operate on my upper and lower jaw, why can't you give me the structure of Michael Jackson's face?
Over the past 10 years, Emmanuel's had 8 operations to look like Michael Jackson. It's cost him a total of £32,000. He's had 3 on his jaw and cheeks, 2 on his nose, as well as dental surgery. He's also had permanent makeup tattooed onto his eyes, brows and lips.
This is the room where it stands my private collection. The most prized possession, of course, and I guess of the clothing, the most expensive one, is this jacket of Billie Jean. I have several hand gloves, and I'm choosing sometimes which one will I carry. That's one of his trademarks, so I have to have it. These are the real socks of Michael Jackson. He has forgotten this in a hotel room here in Belgium, and the person who did his chamber sent me those socks, and then of course I was very happy because that was one step further to my idol.
He got everything, the looks. Lots of girls are jealous, very jealous, but I don't care. It feels like I'm going out with a star.
I use now some piece of hair that I put in my own hair, and because Michael Jackson has more hair here.
Even though Jackson himself often wears wigs, Emmanuel wants a 9th and final operation. He's booked himself in for a hair transplant.
That's why I wanted to do this hair transplantation, to make sure that next year I have the same hair as Michael Jackson. And certainly at night, if I go out, then I certainly want people to call me Michael, yes.
Why?
Because.
When Jackson was arraigned, 1,500 fans, including about 70 UK fans, were there to see him. But many other British Jackson fans didn't make it. So the party that Annika's organising in London is a way for them to show their support.
So we can use the upstairs toilet till 10.
At a Jackson fan event, different fans vie to perform to his songs. But the top billing always goes to a professional lookalike. Annika's asked London-based Navi to headline.
Navi, one of the MJ impersonators, was in this magazine. And what they've done is they've sort of got 2 images of Navi. Pictures on first glance, they just both look the same, but if you look closer, you can see that the nose is different on the front cover.
He always gives the fans what they want. I would love to have him at the show. It would be good to have him down there. He's going to let me know.
I'm a fan. If they ask me to perform at a fan event, I'd love to.
Navi's been a professional Jackson impersonator for 16 years.
I'll say I'm one of the top impersonators in the world. I'm not being naive or big-headed, but if you see me perform, and you see the costumes, and you see the image, and you see the routines, you think, oh my God, we've been entertained.
What?
Yeah, that's great. The Michael that I am portraying is probably the most recognized look, which is the long curly hair, 1992 Dangerous Jam look. I mean, I've had my nose done, obviously. I'll tell you that I've had my cheeks enhanced, and I've had my jaw enhanced. So it's enhanced slightly as myself, but when I put on the makeup and the lights hit me with the makeup, it brings up so much more of a chiseled look. It's an investment for my work, it's an investment for myself. I've turned something from being fanatical and obsessive into something very lucrative.
Yeah, the only problem is I have 2 bookings that night, one confirmed.
Navi gets around 5 bookings a week, and even as his own PA.
I'll get to you for midnight. Thank you. Bye-bye. Another agent.
For Navi, the allegations are having an unexpected effect.
I really thought that the work was going to go downhill and it was going to struggle. The way that the police went into the Neverland, they went in there with 70 police and made it look like they had a smoking gun. And this year alone, up to this point, I've had my busiest year ever. I'm getting so many bookings in from now on till the end of the year. So I think it just shows public, you know, opinion that they don't really believe there's so much truth in it.